I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026.
Oh. Yes, sir, it is. Yes.
Already.
And if you want to make a note, I know it's real early. This might be the greatest day for birthdays in the whole year.
Now, really?
You say that, and someone may decide to look into that before we do the thing.
Well, if they want to compile a list, I would like to see it. Because I got a lot of big people, too.
Big.
You want to go ahead and do it now? And then at the end of the show, we'll tell everybody what's going to be on the show today.
Or you can see if you can remember
reverse,
at the end.
Reverse. Yeah, no crap. We'd sit here for 30 minutes. God, what did we talk about?
There ain't a whole lot going on, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
there ain't a whole lot going on.
Scan the sources.
Isn't it weird how, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Like, it's pretty quiet.
But it's not. But it is. Like, it's weird. Like, I need a celebrity controversy. I need...
Yep. Not a death, though, just a
controversy. No, no. Yeah, no more deaths, no more missing people. Just, you know, somebody's wilding out, you know?
I wonder if some stuff's withheld. Like, let's hang on to that for the weekend. Or a couple days.
No, they hate news breaking on the weekend. They hate it because people aren't in front of their TVs for them to burn the ratings with. They hate it. Think about the freaking... That's why it was so
sus.
Is the Boston Marathon bomber. That literally... I watched, you know, the whole... It literally was like a reality show, and it ended right at 9 o'clock. Like, it ended right at 9 o'clock. Like... All right, everyone, conclusion. We found him in the back of the pickup or the boat or whatever it was. You know, it literally ended right at the top of the hour.
That was something else.
Now get ready for the post show, the bombing report coming up next. Brought to you by Progressive.
I'll never forget it happened, but I couldn't tell you when it happened.
The gear?
Yeah, like
God, I know.
Can't do it.
I know. Like, well, okay, let's guess.
All right, let's see.
I'm going to say... If I nail it, then it seems that also seems sus. I'm going to say 14.
I'll
look it up now.
2011.
Is that when it was?
Page I don't know. I'm guessing.
God, was it? Could it have been that long ago? I want to say 2015. I'll never forget the kid that passed away, Martin Richard, little boy.
Oh God!
Right there when it happened.
Okay, I said 14. Fat boy said what?
I think 15.
Paige, you said?
2011.
2013.
13.
On tax day. Is that, oddly enough.
Damn.
I never saw the movie.
Yeah, I didn't either. Movies like that, like I don't, like, first off, you know, when it's, well, the term based on a true story is so sparingly or not sparingly used, like overused, like 10% of the real story. As long as it's based on, it's fine. But watching a movie where you already know the ending.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to see their adaptation of it or whatever, but like, all right, I know who the killer is. I already saw this on the news.
Wasn't the bomber, he was 17, right? He was 16 or 17.
So see, that's the other thing. I'm glad I don't remember their names, but I from a historical standpoint, you know, like on Jeopardy, you know, you know, they ask you historical questions. But they remember that, and I agreed with the edict years ago of quit making these suckers famous. If we're going to talk about it, let's talk, you know.
Who is?
Let's call it by the city, which, you know, city officials love that. What's up, Aurora, Colorado? I mean, right? I mean, think about it. Yep. Like, forever. Dune. I mean, not Dune, but it's like, oh, gosh, you live there? Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. Oh,
that was the movie theater.
It didn't happen to us. Oh, well, I know, but you're from there. I'm sorry. I mean, it just makes it kind of odd, you know?
God.
But then, so don't remember their names. All right, now, for $1.5 million, Germany Ellenberg, give us the name of just one of the brothers from the Boston Marathon bombing. Just one.
I can't pronounce it, but I know it if I saw it.
Well, we're not going to accept that.
Sarnev, was that his name?
Jesus, nailed it. He won!
I'll never forget that
but
picture.
But look, he bet nothing.
I didn't use it in the form of a question either.
That's true. He put an exclamation point, you dumbass.
Who Sarnev is?
Who Sarnev is? P.S. You don't even know what kind of eggs him is.
You don't even know what kind of eggs
him is. Do we still have that or do you delete that?
It went away.
It's in there.
Somewhere. Oh, it's in there. So it's hidden.
This is not on the hot bank.
It's an Easter egg.
Ooh,
it's not easily accessible.
Bank.
I used to know the name of the DC sniper too, and I forgot who, because he was a young. He was 17, I think.
I thought he was with. There's two involved in that.
Yeah, the dad or father figure or whatever. Lee was his name. Lee. Why does the name Lee Malvo come to mind? Who is that?
God. Whoa.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Is that the sniper?
Okay, now I'm going to look that up. You know, I feel like the new theme of our show is just. Us asking questions, and Lee Malvo was the DC sniper.
Yep.
Yeah, nailed it.
Damn, man.
You're now our all-time champion of Murder Jeopardy.
Yeah.
The guy, the movie theater Terrorist. In Colorado, it was James something, right? I remember bits and pieces of these.
Okay, so I remember it was Batman was the movie.
Yep. One of them.
I'm sorry, Alex. I don't know it.
I remember Columbine because it was so huge. You never forget those.
Yeah, and I remember, like, I don't remember their names. I do remember they were wearing trench coats. I did. That's
it was Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold.
Ah, no relation.
Never forgot those names.
No relation. I'm a Klebold by marriage.
I couldn't even tell you the one in Nashville. I don't remember that person's name.
Or Charleston Church. I see him now. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
God bless it. I just remembered
it. Yeah, I remember that one. Only because it's because it's local.
Yeah, damn. I see this bowl cut.
Yeah.
Now, here's another. Okay.
God, I don't know if this is weird, good, or
it's
indifferent.
It's interesting because, again, you know, like, if we destroy history, we're about to repeat it, but we don't need to know their names. But at the same time, so much history's built off of Lee Harvey Oswald and
James Earl Ray.
The other patsies.
And whatever you think of Jack Ruby.
Stein.
Like, there's so many of those. Why do we remember?
Jack Rubenstein. I mean, that's his name. It was like his nightclub name was Jack Ruby because it, you know, Jack Ruby. Like
somebody was asked to, hey, could you leave off
part of this? Can you change your name just a little bit, please?
Please.
Mr. Ruby.
That must be why
Ari Gold?
The mayor of New York.
He's having trouble.
Oh, the mayor.
Everybody calls him moron so much. I don't want to call him moron because I forget his first name.
Mondavi?
Zandami?
Mandam.
I dig it. The guy who wants to arrest Putin. So
Rob Mandami. Mandam. No, he wants to arrest Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Mondani. Mondani. You know, what happened in the days of Smith and Jones?
Now, what if you or me were mayor and then we say we want to arrest Netanyahu? It'd be an uproar, wouldn't it?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah.
He can play that card, though.
Yeah.
Mamdani!
That's a
That's what it is. It's like a poker showdown. It's like you got, you know,
what's in your hand?
Doyle Brunson and you know, Phil Hellmuth. Yeah.
Phil Hellmuth. Oh gosh. Yeah.
I love poker.
That is you know, all things considered and everything you know, or things you think you know, like that's a bold move.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
To say, you know, you are not welcome in our city. But yet
he's a polarizing mayor already.
Let me look up something before I just spout it off.
Environmentalists are not a fan of Mom Donnie because he wants to close a lot of their parks, a lot of their community parks.
For what reason?
That they made. See, I don't know if they want some of this stuff for housing or what. Like affordable housing or city housing.
Oh, they got plenty of... Oh, you said city housing. Okay, I was right. New York has the largest Jewish population of any state in the United States.
So, I could have told you that without Google.
Well, I look, it's an assumption. I didn't want to make an ass of you and me. So yeah. I Googled it and was right. So you've got 2 million Jews in your state, or you know, you're the mayor, of course, not the governor, but you're also seeing your guy is a terrorist, essentially, and a international lawbreaker, and he should be arrested.
Wow.
Do you think...
Whoa. That's
wild, man.
A bad time to happen.
Dude, you got some balls.
Are there any outspoken Jewish people against Netanyahu that I haven't heard?
It seems there's I don't remember the guy's name. He's also up north, and it's kind of one of those... kind of like the fringe thing. Like you're no longer allowed to be indifferent. You got to be one way or the other.
Oh, you got to pick a side.
We're not a three-party country. You have to pick a side. They don't let three football teams play at the same time, Paige.
No.
But in wrestling, they have three. What's it? Three. What is it called?
Triple threat.
Triple threat.
No tornado tags anymore.
No.
But it seems like Jewish people, for the most part.
Oh, here we go.
Like unified on the cause.
No.
Now that's how I've noticed, as far as like, you know, country, the atrocities.
Yeah.
Support.
Yeah.
At least for the, I have not heard many, and I'm basing this on famous people, you know, that you see in the news. I haven't really heard any Jewish people outspoken against Netanyahu.
Rod Carew. No, I'm just kidding. So Adam Sandler.
I'm sure other people I don't know are.
Because it's, I mean, it's like, it's a bold move to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, like, I'm not even, like, joking. Like, whoa.
But to do that to any country. Like, if you're American and you stood up now and you're like, I don't like the state of this country. Like, I don't like living here or whatever. I'm ashamed of it. Like, you can't even say that because you'll get smacked at a baseball game.
Damn.
Oh, God. Well,
you gotta be quiet. You can't like scream. I mean,
it is a odd thing where you have people, you know, hiding under 18-wheelers and digging tunnels and, you know, mailing themselves to this country and whatnot. But then you got people who are here that have all those God-given freedoms. You know, I mean, we're all, nobody picked where they're born, obviously. I mean, obviously, I would have chose. I would have chose America.
Yeah, honestly. I definitely would have picked this country.
It would have absolutely been America.
Before the end,
wouldn't it be
right
weird if like your soul's coming down and it's like, all right, where do you want to go? And you're like, America. You know, I'm a baby. Like, I'm talking like a baby. Rest of the world's just completely like.
Well, some places we couldn't go because, you know. For obvious reasons.
Right. They would... They would drink our blood?
We wouldn't blend into Asia very well.
No.
Looper did for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, he's
the only one.
He's a blender.
Really. Plus, they probably thought he was a spy.
God, do you think so?
Even as a kid, oh yeah.
Yeah, because he's got like a tint of red to his hair. So they're like, oh, who's this? I'm not going to do an impression. Who's this ginger? God bless it. What's the movie where they made it off a TV show? They made two of them. Channing Tatum and they pretend to be young kids to go to school. Cops. They made it on the Johnny Depp TV show, Paige. Come on.
Why can't I think of the name of the damn show?
Dude, Double Jeopardy, Paige, for all the marbles.
Was it Holly Robinson on that show, too?
I don't remember. You're talking about Rodney Wife?
Yeah.
Paige, this was a Johnny Depp TV show. They developed it into a, I believe, Johnny two Depp. Movies. 21 Jump Street.
Ah, oh, there you go. People were screaming at the radio.
I know it.
However you listen.
I know it. Hands free, though. It popped into my head somehow. But, like, think about that. He's over there, and he's like, yeah, I'm from here. Yeah.
I'm a teenager. I'm a cop in the school.
I'm here.
Are you under arrest?
Hey, you guys got any drugs? Not that he would say that, but just, you know, like, you know, an American trying to blend in. Hey, what's up, guys?
Thank you, Doug.
We're going to go play karate after school. What's up?
Play karate.
You guys going to have the ramen at lunch or what? Do they do double ramen on Fridays? My
Dude,
God.
The way the Japanese eat in schools, very impressive.
I tell you, you know, part of it is you say, well, why are those kids acting so good? And granted, it's like Instagram. You always put out your best material. You know, nobody's going to put the kids crying to take the picture. Everybody's perfect. Especially now, you know, with the AI, you could probably just take those tears and frowns away and make them smile like the Stepford children they are.
They actually give them good food that they want to eat.
But they're all like, their posture's perfect.
Yeah.
But then again, you're like, well, are they allowed to be themselves? Or are they like human robots?
If they're whipped into it. They all eat together.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, like I was saying, there's no individuality. So what I've seen with, you know, the stuff on TV, when maybe that's a private school, they're all dressed alike. And
They get fried food once a month.
Oh, yeah.
And they say it's a treat when they get that.
Oh, boy. Oh, treat?
But it's a lot of...
Oh, not a treat, not spam.
And my cousin that's in the Marines in Japan, he'll send me pictures of like 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
Nice.
You should see what's in there, man.
I'd like to hear that pronounced there.
What's in there?
Like big salad bars, like real nice, like good food.
They probably have tiny gulps there. They don't want to have the big ones like here. They're like, you look like a fat American.
Like a lot of greens. They got a lot of green.
I love that, though. That's my favorite kind of food. Japanese.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was like, man, there's a lot of healthy options.
Benihanas.
But it's ironic because they're all Americana, Japan.
Yeah.
Our food, our culture.
And it's the weirdest thing.
Ball cards and JNCOs.
And you know.
Kid Rock.
It's weird that this is a generalization. Absolutely it is. And I've never been there before. But, like, you know, on one hand, you think of the history of Japan and all the stuff, you know, roar and all that stuff. But then you think about, like, the people over there, they all have, oh God, I'm making such a stereotype generalization.
Oh, these are fun though.
But like, everybody seems to like collect like pop vinyls and like little, the little bears that look like demons
now. Yeah.
I want to call them Lululemons, but that's ladies' clothes.
It's not a squishmallow.
They make them for men now. They look like squishmallows. They look like gremlins, but they have like fangs and stuff.
Man, search all that and see what comes
I'm
up.
I'm trying. I just...
It looks like Lululemon, but it's not. God.
What is it?
You know, if you listen to this show from the beginning, this is what getting old sounds like. Like,
I know.
You've heard
it's
it
like,
happen.
What are they called?
You've gotten old with us, where we sit here. We have the access, but we don't know how to do the search query for this. Pardon me.
We either got a snap to, like, that helps people remember sometimes. Like,
what is it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You see, I'm not Googling anything. And when you snap, holy
that
crap.
That
LaBooBoo.
LaBooBoo,
yes.
Okay.
LaBooBoo.
That was the girl who had a fat
I'm
mom.
A girl,
no,
either.
That was Honey Boo Boo Dip S. Oh, my God.
That's a long name.
Dude, you snapped, and that word popped into my brain. Ask me another question, and then have Fat Boy snap. Go.
Do you have a LaBooBoo?
How gay are you?
You didn't snap. Not at all.
Not at all. Whatever Joe Exotic asked his future husband when they all three were living together.
Oh, boy.
What was it?
He said, didn't he tell him he's not gay? And he said, or something where Joe Exotic said to him, how gay are you?
Oh, God.
Or are you a little gay? Or
a little gay,
like
gay-ish?
Oh. It's the one that killed himself on TV.
Not
on TV, but on the security footage. And they showed it.
Okay.
Wow, that's awful.
We can go to break on a couple more little quick trivia questions. Here we go. We said New York has the most Jews, but let's figure out the top five. Go ahead. Let's see if you can name the rest of it. We got New York at number one. You don't have to do them in order, but name those Jewish...
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
States. Pennsylvania's got to be one of
Pennsylvania's number five with 300,000 Jews.
California.
Florida. California, number two, 1.18 million Jews. We got two to go.
Florida.
Florida, number three with 657,000 Jews. And number four.
I thought it's going to be a tricky one. State.
Close to one of the ones you've already said.
Massachusetts.
Oh, God. Illinois?
Close to one of the ones we just said.
I don't remember what all ones
was number one.
I don't know. We didn't get number one yet.
New York was number one. New Jersey, you big goobers.
New Jersey, okay.
That wasn't a compliment, by the way. New Jersey.
That's how we said. I'm sorry.
The condescending game host.
Yeah. And that's it. All right.
I didn't want to play anymore. You called me a dip ass. And
I also called you a big goober, so that was kind of thing.
We lost all our contestants. They've walked off stage.
All right, here's your retribution as we go to break. Name the state with the most blacks.
Oh, man. Is there a list?
Really, I have it right here in front of me. Are you ready?
Is that New York, too?
Texas.
Really?
4.2.
I thought it'd be off the population.
Highest. Number.
It's kind of playing the odds.
Mississippi coming in at number two. All right, we're going to do honkies next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, I don't even want to use this
song.
One.
Damn.
Oh, wow. You would win this one. I have no idea what this is yet.
Are you kidding me?
No, I promise, Paige.
I mean, I only know it because of Stranger Things.
Oh, see, that's where I probably don't know it then. Oh, yeah, I knew this. I didn't recognize the beginning.
Song blew up. They took it and put it in the couple episodes. Old Sam, you know, flying in the air, twisting her arms and stuff.
The 80s is such a...
got a ton of downloads.
Now, I love it. It's my favorite decade ever. Like, 80s. Like, I think...
It was a great time.
All around, it seems like it was an awesome time.
Last half of it, probably.
But you notice when they try to, you know, they try to do that. Did they do that 80s show or was it that 90s show?
It was a 90s show.
Okay.
And of course it didn't.
Because the 90s really was such a, it was, it started off. Now, pardon my French here. It started off kind of gay. with all the colors, the fashion. It started off kind of
big
gay.
Hair.
It ended with a lot of like racism and gangster rap and murders and stuff. Like, it, yeah. Think about that. Whoa. We start off wearing.
There's some edge to it.
Aqua blue and like
neon
green
colors,
jumpsuits
yeah.
and stuff.
Neon
and it
big.
Ends with like you wearing like freaking Dickies with one leg rolled up and not everybody, but
everybody the side like, of your
there was nudity pants. On TV at night in the 90s.
Yes, it was and then there was the big push toward the you know the macho the testosterone you know with men.
Oh man!
You know the belittle women further kind of thing. They it seemed to be. I mean, I really think that it was absolutely a holding down women more.
Yeah, because I think at that time stripping and Playboy was huge.
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't think it was their biggest time.
You seen
but
the new?
I think
yeah,
that,
I think it was. It blew up and then it crashed.
I think that it was. I mean, and when I say I'm talking about like the Girls Gone Wild, Spike TV, like all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was there for it, guys.
We got to get back to
no degrading women. No,
like you can't be offended by everything.
Well,
you clown Friends episodes, but go back and look at some of the stuff they were putting on TV.
Yeah,
some of the jokes are a little risque.
A little risque,
especially for now.
Yeah. Plus, didn't Joey? Well, okay. What was the girl's name on there? She was okay. This is fun.
We'll get the snappers ready.
I don't want to go with the obvious clue. She was a lady that was like an ancillary character on there, and she went on to like host Talk Soup and things.
Oh, I know who you're talking about because she came on later in the show.
Yes,
she was Ross's girlfriend.
Ross's girlfriend, not Joey's. That's right.
God, what was her name?
The dark.
I saw her on yes. Whose Line Is It Anyway? She was hosting that for a little
Good
bit.
Good Lord.
What's her name? Let me snap. You remember?
Ross's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Dark hair?
The Rossitron. Dark skin, too.
I can't remember. But like...
She's a black woman.
Were we thinking about the same person? No, we're not.
Aisha Tyler Taylor. Aisha?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Nice. Look at that.
And I'm not asking you questions point. That I know the answers to either. Like it's, I don't know. It's trying to like, you know, like in your mind, like the answer's there, but you just kind of like find it. I mean, it's weird, right?
It's like the muffin. You gotta prep the muffin. You know, it doesn't come ready.
You know, on our email when you have to go up here and like, I'll tell you, do it. You know, when we do our TSs at the end of the month.
Oh yeah.
Transsexuals. No, talent.
Which I never get answers on back, by the way.
I never know if they get it or not. I wait 2 weeks to find out.
That's how you know somebody hates you. They never answer you.
Absolutely. And
that's fine, though.
But then I go on there to, you know, to search through the emails or whatever. Boy, that is not easy to do. That is not easy. Same thing with your brain. You got all this information on there. Find it. Where's it at?
I got tricked on purpose by the company on a fake email.
Was it the one from Mark?
Yeah,
dude. Oh God, that was awesome.
Why is it I heard
That was a test. Did you know that?
I was like, what? But at that point, I'd already taken like a couple trainings. I'm like,
well,
there's time in the day for this crap.
Yeah, but I
was
felt,
it you, Nate Tussey?
I felt like $1 million, dude.
You
like
didn't
that's
respond.
A real name?
No, because I forwarded it back and I sent it to the engineering department. I was like, hey, this seems sus, and Mark's like, congratulations, you won. You didn't click on it. Good job.
All because somebody years ago clicked on one that messed up a lot of stuff. And
well,
now,
that person was the biggest pile of...
Not real smart either.
Dumb.
Saw our business as a downgrade, if you will.
Yeah, it was a holding pattern.
Because they wanted to be on TV really bad.
But if they continue to do that, they're nullifying their system if you're afraid to click on things like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I...
Because I'll ignore it then.
I'll say the good thing about our training is you don't get a wrong answer.
I let you keep going.
You try as much as you want.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, that's how they can say no one's failed the test.
Now when I get emails from a person named Nate Tussey,
mm-hmm.
it's an alleged name, I don't know if those are real or not.
It does sound like a Facebook fussing name or something. Like, can you page my brother over here to electronics? Last name Tussie. First name Nate. The person's thinking about it. Are they saying a bad word right now?
Attention customers.
Nate Tussie.
Nate Tussie.
Nate Tussie.
That's his real name?
Nate
Tussie. Nate Tussie. Come sounds to the like electronics.
Something out of a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Tussie Street.
Won't you take me to
Tussie Town?
Tussie Town.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Lips Incorporated.
Let me look him up just to see if he don't have a LinkedIn or anything like that, just to make sure.
Oh,
they didn't carry the hoax all the way through the internet.
Oh God, any relation to Tissy? Remember him?
Oh, Tiss.
Yeah.
God, hi, evidently it's a real person.
Oh God.
Well, oh, hang on a second. I gotta say rest in peace to
not
this one, but oh. I did notice there was a name of this guy's name's Nate Tussie. But you know how some obituaries still put your nickname in there?
Oh, no.
His nickname was the Tuss Bus.
Tuss Bus?
Whoa. Sounds like a good time.
Okay.
Why do you have to put nicknames in the obituaries? Because I see some sometimes. Because I scan them. I scan them about once every couple weeks.
Well, for what? Yeah, go ahead.
So I'll see if there's anybody I know
that
nobody told me passed away.
Uh-huh.
And then, God, this sounds awful.
Oh, boy.
Anybody who's older than 90 years old, I'll always click on it and read it.
Just to see if they did anything with their life?
Yeah.
And it's sad, I know.
God, I found this one guy who was a doctor. Who DDS, is that dentist?
Yeah, no, it's doctor. Yeah, I mean, it's a doctor.
Well, he's one of these doctors who had a lot of,
I think DMD, I don't know.
A lot of studies on all kind of stuff, tons of degrees everywhere, and to talk about where all he lived, and he was in, you know, Korean War, and I'm like, God, this guy did a lot of stuff.
Sorry, Looper.
And I always wonder, like, why did he end up local to here? That's a great point, too, Looper.
To Looper, because he was over there fighting against people.
Bring it up, Looper. This one lady, I'll never forget. And it says she lived in India. She lived in Pakistan, Russia, and then she died in Easley, South Carolina.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
Which I love Easley, but
she's worldly.
God.
How did you get...
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Back here.
Like, that's when you know, like, this woman cannot be, well, that's not, maybe she's a missionary or something, you know? That would, which honestly, like, that's got to be the worst job in the world. Like, literally, like, you're out selling something you don't necessarily get commission for, except in heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's kind of wild. It's like going out and selling encyclopedias, and the guy tells you, which many kids are like, what? Let's say you're going out, what do you kids sell? You sell candles and gift wrapping paper and expensive popcorn. You're going out selling that, and then your scout leader or your school teacher says, well, you don't get a prize until you die.
Yep.
God.
You get to inherit it.
I mean, being a missionary is, I tell you, I mean, because most of
it would suck.
Yes. Like, you are literally
sucks so
doing
bad.
God's work. Because you're, especially if you have a family and you're taking them all over the world and doing that.
I know a family that goes to Ethiopia, I think every summer at this point, for mission work. And
oh, I thought you were talking about for hunting.
I want to message her and say, do you not worry about, like, you know, diseases and all that crap? And,
yeah. Getting, like, trampled by an elephant.
Not having Wi-Fi or clean water.
Yeah.
I assume they don't have clean water.
Probably they don't have Uber.
They don't have all that stuff.
They don't have any of that stuff.
Dang it.
I will
have to sleep in a tree, I think.
Oh, my God.
Probably. Yeah. Sucks.
Do a bed check. You will notice the older people, like, you know, that they never stayed in one place. They always moved around. I couldn't do that in life.
Well, you have, though.
Yeah, but, like, I was
you
younger and it was
recently.
Yeah, but
back when the show first started, you moved 4 or 5 times a year, it seemed.
But it's still in the same
here, but it was
area.
Never.
It's not like moving across country and regroup.
Oh, yeah.
That would be hard.
Yeah. I read about a teacher who, you know, from California, she moves to New York, you know, puts in a full career, then moves down here to retire. I'm like, that's a lot of, no, too much moving.
I mean, sometimes it's for the better.
Yeah, but how do you know when it is, when you get where you're going and you're like, oh, this was a mistake? I should have stayed where I was.
I did it. I moved away, all the way across the country, and I don't regret a minute of it.
After our last segment, she wants to go to Texas now.
Yeah. Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and we begin with the topic that I knew this was going to happen, and it's already a problem.
Oh, Lord. Palestine. What is it?
Oh, wow.
What is it?
I don't even want to get into that.
Yes.
All right. So paying cash without pennies is causing problems. Why, you ask? Because rounding has businesses charging different prices to different people. But
what's up, Walmart?
There is an answer to that, because Congress is trying to change that by legalizing rounding. And they might change how nickels are made as well. So let me tell you how.
Did they go through this when we used to have half cents? Like, there used to be half cents.
I don't remember that.
I feel like everybody's asleep at the wheel and they don't have any sense. Like, they don't know what happens in real life.
Right.
Like, do they ever go to stores, politicians? I don't know, because I work in retail. Okay.
Thank you.
I can tell you what it is. Like, we count it out, but people expect their change. And if the bank's not going to give you pennies,
right,
then, you know, you're just going to give away extra money. Give away extra money, then your drawer is short.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, yes. People love.
So how do you
can't even save a penny, leave a penny no
how
more?
Do you
There's no pennies.
This one out, people, because then your drawer's short, and your manager's going, "Well, how come you're short?" Well, because we don't have any pennies.
Just see me when I stand on my wallet.
And if you give away something to someone, then the next person, I don't know. And then, you know, everybody should just use credit is what it's come down to. Oh. And how many people want another credit card, you know? I hope you do want another credit card.
They're good to have. I mean, it's weird that...
Well, especially now since they want to see you manage all this
stuff. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like they want to look and see how you do this, you know?
How you going
to
do this?
Yeah. Get used to bartering back. When we all don't have jobs, because that's what's
really
going to happen.
I have had many a financial person say, it looks so solid that we've had the same job for so long. Like, that looks real good.
Yeah, years and years.
Yeah.
Us?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know, man. They're like, love it. You do not see it anymore. Even people with like real jobs, he said, like they, like they're only 5 years here, 5 years there. It's like, yeah.
It's your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn right.
We grew up together.
Yeah. God, I mean, shoot, I've shared more moments with y'all than I have most. That's sad.
And people were asking.
It's a long time.
When you write your book, what are you going to put in it? And I was like, I can't.
A lot of AI pictures.
No. Hey, my AI pictures.
Pop-up book.
There's one picture on that I have to say. With the boobs bouncing.
Uh-huh.
And people are saying, why did you do that? That's so exploitive. It's just a joke.
You exploited yourself. That's okay.
Did.
You can't exploit others.
No, but and then the fireman afterwards, it was for my friend Tanya, because someone made a remark
about
her shaking her boobs everywhere. And I was like, okay.
So you made a video of yourself doing it in her honor.
Yes, I did.
Very nice.
I did. I said, you want to cut my best friend down?
Yeah. We wouldn't go to war if women were in charge. They would just be
annihilating people.
Fighting over whose boobs were bouncing. Angela Merkel,
no.
Disqualified.
You going to judge me for nothing? Okay.
That's right.
I'll give you something to complain about.
God dang it, man.
Great song.
Every story you've told us today has involved you, like, you know, being a dick.
Dude, the ones
not.
You told off the air where she was being mean to the homeless
God.
Person.
That is not even
I'm wearing
I
Chanel.
Yeah, I remember. I'll never forget that one.
I'm wearing Chanel. Who do you think
that was
you
not
are?
A homeless person. That was somebody I work with.
Oh, that's even better.
That was probably the other day at the other place.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, you leave Hawk alone, okay?
No. We're Jordan.
I love them. No, but if somebody talks down to me, I'm like, you know.
Yeah. Screw them.
Don't be horrible.
I agree with that.
They can go to hell.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway, so change. What's going to happen with that? We'll see.
We will see.
Because
we're going to do
see,
the
no
will.
Pennies is confusing, and some businesses have been rounding to the nearest nickel and giving away change like that.
God, maybe they do a $3 bill in honor of Lindsay.
Everybody's got the sign up now that says we're going to round either way, up or down.
Yeah,
you're going to get a nickel.
Like I kind of, you know, I mean, money's money. Like, you know, I enjoy having it in my hand. Versus looking at numbers. I mean, absolutely. But...
Yeah. I can see that. At least a little bit.
But then when it's just numbers, you know, like... I as a business owner, I would be almost scared to death to allow my employees to have cash to work with. And, I mean...
Why?
Because people steal like hell. Yeah. I mean, they, like... They do.
They still really can't count it.
But that's what security does. They watch their employees and.
Oh, yeah, I got to pay them too.
Well,
I might as well just have them be
necessary
the cashier. But, right? Like, give the cashier a gun and tell them to police themselves.
No,
I could trust that.
No.
But with the number, they can't fudge those. But then again, like, those numbers are just numbers exchanging from a computer and it's.
I would love to ask Michael Ballard if he's cashless now at the Full Throttle. Cause remember that was always a part in the show, like somebody stealing money.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And all those cameras.
Yeah, but it'd be, I mean, nothing against bikers, but like I think it would be hard-pressed to say, hey, we don't accept cash.
You think that old-school crowd's always got money, like cash.
Like, that'd be the last group that gets Neuralink. They will not merge. If they merge with anything, it'll be a damn motorcycle. It won't be a robot.
Oh, my God.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.